We're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this segment. There is a lot of crazy things going on in this world, and I do appreciate you tuning in. I know it's time consuming, but we got things to say here at Talk Jive. So let's, I want to talk about this. This is on our social media pages, and it's from NPR. And the headline is, a transgender beauty influencer was put in a men's jail after her arrest in Miami. Nikita Dragon, an influencer and content creator, was arrested and held in a men's unit of a Miami jail this week, court records show. Dragon, who is a transgender woman, creates content on YouTube. Her videos have well over 250 million views, and Instagram, where she has 9 million followers. She discusses her gender identity openly, covers her lifestyle and beauty tricks in her videos. She also founded a makeup company called Dragon Beauty. Dragon was held in a men's unit of the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center in Miami over an incident this week. She's facing charges of misdemeanor disorderly conduct and felony battery of a law enforcement officer. After being jailed for at least a day, she has since been released on her own recognizance, meaning she didn't have to pay bail. Dragon was arrested for allegedly causing a disturbance and walking around the Good Time Hotel pool naked, according to Local 10 News. Hotel security staff reportedly told Dragon to stop, and she threw water at them. Police were called and arrived at her room, where security staff again told her to stop disturbing patrons at the hotel or she would have to leave. Dragon allegedly threw an open bottle at a security guard and police officer, hitting them and covering them with water. Representatives for Dragon criticized how Miami police handled her incarceration. They didn't comment specifically on the charges she is facing. The situation with Nikita, who is legally female, being placed in a men's unit of a Florida jail is extremely disturbing and dangerous, according to Jack Ketsoyan, a representative for Dragon with Full Scope Public Relations. This decision made by the Miami-Dade County Corrections Department directly violates their protocol, which mandates that transgender inmates are classified and housed based on safety needs and gender identity. Nikita has been released and is safe now. Dragon's arrest and incarceration in a men's unit are notable given her stature, but it's a common occurrence for many trans individuals incarcerated in the United States. In practice, many corrections departments place individuals in facilities according to their assigned sex at birth or genitalia at the time they were arrested. This is regardless of research showing that transgender inmates face greater risk of assault and abuse. This has been a problem in Miami previously. Three transgender people filed a lawsuit against Miami-Dade County for abuse they allegedly faced in 2020 when they too were misgendered. Dragon reportedly asked a judge during her hearing whether she had to remain in the men's unit. I don't make the rules up there, the judge said, according to Local 10. Dragon is set to appear in court again on December 7th. Wow. So there's a lot to unpack here. Was Nikita naked at the pool, at a public pool, or at the hotel pool? I don't care who you are. If you're naked, I don't want to see you all in the flesh. If you've got money like that, go someplace where you have a private pool and you can be buck naked all you want. I don't care that you like to be naked, but there's a place for that. Now, if it was a nudist pool, nobody can say shite, right? But at a different place, just being naked. Now, I'm not talking about transgender. I'm not talking about nothing. I'm just talking about nakedness. I'm talking about human nakedness. I don't want to see nobody bucked off. Jason Momoa, Idris Elba. Okay, so there's a couple that I would be okay with. There are exceptions, notable exceptions to every rule. But even then, Adiris, put some clothes on. We're at a pool. Even though I'm sure he would be stopping traffic. Like, the traffic in my mind is coming to a screeching halt just thinking about it. But anybody else, or, you know, even a lot of famous people, I don't want to see Gwyneth Paltrow naked. I don't want to see, I don't know, Stanley Tucci might be all right, but, you know, there's people that you just don't want to see naked, and that's okay. I don't care to see Kevin Costner naked. We've already seen his buns. Unless he had a body double, which he could have. I digress. I lost my train of thought. As you can tell, I'm still thinking about Adiris being naked at the pool. But okay, but for him and for other like famous people, a lot of those people would probably get away with it. Right, but just for some average person, even a famous media influencer, sometimes people don't want to see you naked. And especially for the lack of understanding that people have towards our transgender family members and the LGBTQIA+ community. I mean, I'm not excusing that treatment. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying nakedness, a lot of people do, especially when you're just at the pool, just you by yourself, like, ooh, I'm going to go down to the pool. I'm going to swim a little bit. I'm going to, you know, whatever, you know, just relax a little bit, come back to my hotel room, take a hot shower, get into the clean bed of my hotel. Like, yeah, right. But then you're just down there, and then somebody's all naked and flopping around at the pool. It's just like, damn it, I'm down here to relax. And not only that, like, you would think that naked people don't pose that much of a threat considering the weapons they have on them, right? But then again, like, maybe that naked person is just, you just don't know. In our society, that's not acceptable. Just nakedness. I'm just talking about the nakedness here. But let's switch to the bigger overall issue here, outside of the nakedness. And that is the arrest. You throw anything at a cop, they're going to arrest you. They can charge, I mean, you spit at a cop, they can charge you with, you know, putting bodily fluids on them. Different things like that. So that was just not a good decision to throw anything at cops, even security guards, because they pretend like they're cops and they're going to call the cops and then they're going to tell them, and that's going to be part of the report. And it's not good for you. You're not going to win. You're just not going to win in that situation. But when they took her to jail, they booked her in the men's facility. That is so incredibly fucking dangerous for her. Was she in the general population? Was she having to be in a cell with a bunch of men? Did they put her in the drunk tank? It's a scary thing to be in jail anyway. And just, I've never been in jail long term, Knockwood. I've only been, you know, I did get a DUI. I've been in the drunk tank. And it's a scary thing. It's cold in there. In the Norman drunk tank, anyway. They just have, like, this wooden concrete. It's wide enough to where you can lay down on it. But it's cold as shit in there. And when I was in there, there was a lady in her wedding dress. She had left her reception to go and do something, And she got pulled over, and they put her in the drunk tank in her wedding dress. And you have to stay in there for like 5 hours. Like, you have to stay in there. They make you stay in there to sober up. And they were real fuckers about it, too. Like, I was asleep, and they came and they woke me up, and they made me retake my mugshot. And I know that that just looks absolutely awful. And I know that they did that just to fuck with me. Because I was the last one in there. So by the time I got in there, I was the last one in. So there was a time that I was in there by myself. And just that little bullshit bullying treatment, not to mention the couple of other times that I've been in a cell. You're very much at the mercy of law enforcement. And you're very much at the mercy of what they will and won't condone. And if they think that a transgender woman, if they think hateful thoughts about her, and they think that she deserves everything she gets for living her truth, that could turn out very, very bad for her in a holding cell where they might just let it go on. They might just let a fight break out, a gang rape. You just don't know. And it all depends on the level of sadism by the cops and the guards and the trustees and all of that. That comes into play behind bars. And on these kinds of issues, I totally, totally miss Thomas and his perspective on that and what he would have to share with that. Because, I mean, in Caddo County, I can't even imagine the depravity that goes on when that happens. Because this isn't a new issue. This is not a new issue. And I don't know. I'm going to try to talk to somebody to see if there are hard statistics on how much this happened and if those statistics have increased since our society's level of acceptance has increased. Has that also made the violence increase as well? And it's really alarming when you think of that system that's in place and that judge. Well, I don't run things down there. I don't make the rules there. You're the judge. Like, you could totally put out an order, judge, that says this person needs X, Y, and Z. This person needs a safe place. This person needs whatever. I mean, I would think a judge could totally step in that instance. Because if you defy a judge, you're in some deep shit. You're not in a good place if you're defying a judge. I mean, especially when they're given a direct order like this person will have this. And so that's a real stark look into the system there in Miami. And the article itself said this isn't a new issue. It happens all the time. And it doesn't happen just there. It happens all across the United States. And they're under no obligation to let us know about this until somebody starts poking around and starts making them taking them to task on these things. And I hope that because Nikita's impact and her influence, I hope that this sheds light on this issue. And I hope that even though people make mistakes and make bad decisions and end up going to jail for various reasons, they don't deserve to be abused. And they don't deserve to be abused by the system itself. This misogynistic system, this adversarial system that we have in place by design. It's already a dangerous place for us. I mean, the people that are in it and the powers that be have the power to make it safer if they will. And they can make it safer for everyone if they just will. And so that's a lot to think about. I think we're going to hear a lot more on this issue because I'm trying to line some guests up to talk about this very thing. So thank you so much for tuning in to The Kelly Jo Show, a Damned End production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.